Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines: Nagaland taps DIPR to promote live entertainment economy. Interministerial central team assesses monsoon damage in Perin district. President Draupadi Murmu says development of tribal communities essential for nation's growth. And JDU chief Nitish Kumar sworn in as Bihar chief minister for record 10th time. Nagaland CM attends swearing in ceremony. Now the news in detail. In a significant move to strengthen Nagaland's creative economy, the Department of Information and Public Relations, DIPR, has been designated as the nodal department for implementing the framework to develop and promote the live entertainment economy in the state. The move aligns Nagaland with the national agenda outlined in the White Paper on India's live event sector. More from our correspondent.
A notification by Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Inchen said DIPR will coordinate efforts to streamline the live entertainment and events sector by facilitating the growth of a supportive ecosystem for promoters, creators, event managers, and cultural stakeholders. A key provision is the integration of state-level event permissions into the proposed single-window clearance system on the India Scene Hub portal, aimed at faster and transparent clearance for organizers. DIPR will work closely with all relevant departments to simplify processes and improve the ease of doing live event businesses in the state. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The initiative reflects the government's commitment to professionalize Nagaland's creative and cultural industries, attract investments, and position the state as an emerging destination for cultural entertainment and live events while empowering local talent. The Interministerial Central Team from New Delhi visited Perin District today to assess damage and relief work in the wake of landslide and flash floods caused by the monsoon this year. The visit also aimed to evaluate the admissibility of additional central assistance for the state. At the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Perin Hiazu Meru highlighted the areas affected by continuous heavy rainfall, which triggered landslides in several residential colonies, causing significant damage to buildings and agricultural crops. He also noted the impact on various departments, particularly agriculture and horticulture. He informed the team about fire incidents and insect pest attacks affecting agricultural produce. Mr. Meru further highlighted that the monsoon had damaged irrigation structures such as dams, channels and earthen embankments and affected key roads including the Dimapur to Kohima route via Pimla, Mainamsi. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the development of tribal communities and the development of the nation are complementary to each other. Addressing a function in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh today on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, she said the contribution of tribal communities forms a glorious chapter in the history of India. The president stated that tribal culture is our heritage and identity, and it is our duty to preserve it.
छत्तीसगढ़ में लगभग एक तिहाई जनसंख्या जनजातीय समुदाय की है। राज्य एवं देश का विकास और जनजातीय समाज का विकास एक दूसरे के पूरक है। जनजातीय समुदाय का योगदान भारत के इतिहास का गौरवशाली अध्याय है। भारत लोकतंत्र की जननी है।
A state-level conference on implementation of key child rights legislations was held at Kohima today, focusing on education, juvenile justice and POCSO. The day-long event, organized by the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, in collaboration with the School Education Department, was attended by representatives from the District Administration, Social Welfare Department, Nagaland Police, teachers of both government and private institutions. In her keynote address, Commissioner and Secretary Department of School Education and CRT, Kevileno Angami emphasized on the right to education as vital for enabling all children to explore their interests and acquire knowledge. She stressed the need for targeted programs, particularly in rural areas. Senior consultant NCPCR KPJ Gerald highlighted the Commission's achievements over the past 6 months, including resolving around 26,000 complaints and rescuing 2,300 children from vulnerable situations. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar this morning.
May मैं नीतीश कुमार सत्य निष्ठा से
प्रतिज्ञान करता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा
स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगा। मैं बिहार राज्य के मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में मैं अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगा।
Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office and secrecy to him. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna and was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and several other top leaders of the NDA. On the occasion, a total of 27 ministers took oath as ministers in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on his swearing-in. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Mr. Kumar as an experienced administrator with a proven track record of effective governance and wished him success for the new term. Chief Minister Nipu Rio also congratulated Nitish Kumar on being sworn in as the Chief Minister of Bihar. In a social media post, Mr. Rio extended best wishes to the new team for a successful tenure. The Nagaland Chief Minister was in Patna earlier today to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Mr. Rio also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying his leadership continues to drive progress for all. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, commenced in Goa today, starting an 8-day celebration of cinema. Filmmakers, artists and film lovers from India and around the world have gathered for one of Asia's oldest and most respected film festivals. Speaking on this occasion, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said, India is in its orange economy moment, adding that IFFI 2025 and WAVES are strengthening the pillars of creativity, content and culture.
Today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various master classes, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju described the IFFI inauguration parade as a carnival celebrating country's cinematic diversity.
This year has many firsts. We have the largest collection of films coming in from close to 80 countries. We have films which are being premiered for the first time internationally. There are global premieres. There are national premieres. We have the largest number of entries, close to 3,000. We also have the AI film hackathon. And on the other side of the road, we have the largest film bazaar called as the Waves Film Bazaar.
Earlier, Dr. Murugan inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025 at the festival, serving as a global meeting point for filmmakers, producers, sales agents and distributors. And in sports, Xing Xing Kezo Town won the men's 12th Kohima Open Tournament Jirio Memorial Volleyball Trophy, defeating MH10 Kohima in the finals played today. In the women's category, Matfa Dimapur clinched the trophy, while teen star Manipur secured the runners-up. Earlier, addressing the closing ceremony, MLAC Manpon Konyak urged Nagas to preserve their cultural identity and work towards unity.
Every one of us, we are living here today to pave the way for the younger generation. It is a moment to reinvent ourselves and craft ourselves with more valuable ideas. And it is indeed the moment for us to protect our culture and re-identify ourselves or redefine ourselves.
The MLA lauded the Kohima District Volleyball Association for promoting unity and sportsmanship, emphasizing that sports help strengthen the mind, heart and soul of communities. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland taps DIPR to promote live entertainment economy. Interministerial Central Team assesses monsoon damage in Perin District. President Draupadi Murmu says development of tribal communities essential for nation's growth. And JDU Chief Nitish Kumar sworn in as Bihar Chief Minister for record 10th time. Nagaland CM attends swearing-in ceremony. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.